torn off, power lines snapped, trailers tipped over. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There is storm damage throughout the Ohio River Valley and parts of the southeast. More than 100,000 power outages are reported in West Virginia. Storms hit Georgia.
Tornado watches are expiring in the Atlanta area, though storms through the night and early morning may have spawned more than one tornado in Rockdale County, including the city of Conyers, east of Atlanta. Trees are down, roads are in need of clearing, and thousands of power customers are reportedly in the dark with crews rushing to repair lines and restore service. Tornadoes were identified by radar, though the National Weather Service needs to confirm them and their strength. Much of the Atlanta metro and surrounding area is still enduring rain and risks of flash flooding. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the judge overseeing former President Trump's classified documents case to remove from potential jury instructions the idea that Trump could have claimed the records as personal property under the Presidential Records Act. Last month, Judge Eileen Cannon requested proposed jury instructions from attorneys in the case, taking the former president's claim at face value. Smith says it's pure fiction to suggest that highly classified documents can be designated private property. The Trump campaign and Republican National Committee report raising $65.6 million last month with $93 million cash on hand.
We have seen President Biden with a huge cash advantage when it comes to fundraising, but so far it's not translated to an advantage in the polls. The Wall Street Journal took a look at seven different swing states. Let's start in Michigan, where Trump was campaigning yesterday. They have seen that Trump is leading by 3 points. Democrats concerned that Biden's support has slipped there because of the war in Gaza. In Georgia, Trump ahead by 1 point, and Wisconsin, one state where Trump is not leading, the race is tied. Trump was there last night. Biden's going to visit the state next week to talk about the economy.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The bodies of six foreign aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza have been moved to Egypt to be returned to their home countries. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
At least nine people are reported killed, more than 900 injured in an earthquake in Taiwan. The U.S. Geological Survey puts the quake's magnitude at 7.4, the strongest there in 25 years. Dozens of people are trapped in highway tunnels and coal mines. Search crews have lost contact with 50 workers on minibuses heading to a hotel in a national park. Ukraine is taking steps to add more troops to its depleted military ranks in the war with Ukraine, the war with Russia.
A new law signed by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky lowers the military conscription age from 27 to 25 in an effort to replenish its depleted ranks more than 2 years after Russia's invasion. It was passed by Ukraine's parliament last year. Officials have not given details on how many new soldiers the country is expected to gain as Ukraine prepares for an expected summer offensive by Russian troops. Ukraine has banned men younger than 60 from traveling abroad, which has led to many evading the draft in various ways. Commanders say they don't have enough soldiers to launch offensives against Russia, a country with a population of more than three times that of Ukraine. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
What time is it on the moon? Well, right now there isn't one, but that could change as we spend more time in space.
The White House has ordered NASA and other government agencies to work with the international community on a new lunar time system. The reason? Time moves more quickly on the moon, almost 59 microseconds per day, because there's less gravity there. The Apollo astronauts wore watches on the moon, but advanced satellites and GPS have made the keeping of time much more precise and important since then. NASA aims to send astronauts back to the moon in 2025, and no, the moon will not have daylight saving time. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Stocks just a bit higher this morning on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.